Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. After a wet spring to start the crop year in 2019, Kentucky experienced an extremely dry late summer and early fall, with hot temperatures lingering through early October. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Crawl says the dry conditions are the worst in central and eastern Kentucky.
Western Kentucky is blessed with a pretty decent corn crop. Some of our producers will have record yields this year, basically from Bowling Green all the way to Mississippi River. Now, the rest of the state's pretty spotty, but from Elizabethtown east, it's dry, and it's very dry. Now, I know it's dry across Kentucky, but let me put it this way. I've only mowed my lawn once since July in the Lexington area.
Quarles says many of the crops in central and eastern Kentucky have been hit hard.
Our tobacco was light, and a lot of folks who are just now getting in the field in central Kentucky are starting to see corn yields that are not great. Double crop beans will be severely affected. And here's the thing that we're starting to see is that a lot of our cattle producers are already feeding hay.
He adds the livestock industry could continue to feel the impact into the winter months.
It may lead to a forage shortage this fall. And, of course, our cattle producers are already being hit right now with low commodity prices. And having a forage shortage is going to only compound the problem.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says because of the extreme drought conditions, he's preparing for possible assistance from the United States Department of Agriculture.
We had a really wet spring, followed by a really dry, severe drought. It's kind of a double whammy for our farmers, and so we're going to go ahead and get our paperwork in line so that if, for some ever reason, USDA or Congress were to review the issues, Kentucky's paperwork is in proper order.
He adds more than half of Kentucky's being impacted by the dry late summer and early fall.
About 61% of the state is in drought conditions, and over half the state's population is living in an area affected by drought.
October 3rd, the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet and the Office for State Climatologist issued a Level 1 drought declaration for 42 counties in western and northern Kentucky and a Level 2 drought declaration for 78 counties in the central and eastern part of the state. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.